Chapter 1. All hail the Queen. The air in the private dining room of El Obrador was kept at a precisely chilled 68 degrees, yet the atmosphere was stifling, thick with the scent of aged mahogany, expensive Bordeaux, and the acrid, metallic tang of fear. This was neutral ground, or as neutral as anything could be in a city that Cashin Wolf had systematically dismantled and rebuilt in his own image over the last 72 hours. The restaurant had been cleared of patrons. The kitchen staff had been replaced by vetted personnel. The perimeter was secured by a ring of black SUVs and men who moved with the silent, lethal efficiency of shadows. Inside, at the head of a long, polished table that seemed to stretch into the gloom of the dimly lit room, sat the new order. Cashin sat in the center, his posture relaxed but radiating a predatory alertness. He wore a suit of charcoal wool, cut to fit the broad expanse of his shoulders like a second skin. His face, lean and sharp-angled, betrayed nothing of the exhaustion that should have plagued him after the war against Alastair Crow. His eyes, the color of shattered ice, scanned the faces of the men sitting before him. There were five of them, the survivors, the sharks who had managed to keep swimming while the rest of the ecosystem was purged in blood and fire. They were men of violence, leaders of factions that controlled drugs, shipping, and vice across the city. They were used to being the most dangerous men in the room. Tonight, they looked like schoolboys waiting for the cane, but their eyes kept drifting. They didn't linger on Cashin, whose lethality was a known quantity, a terrifying constant they had learned to fear. No, their gazes were drawn again and again to the woman seated at his right hand. Iris Bennett, or rather Isabella Morty, she wore white. It was a calculated choice, a stark, blinding contrast to the dark suits of the men and the gloom of the room. The suit was tailored to perfection, sharp lines accentuating a figure that appeared delicate but held itself with the tensile strength of steel wire. Her dark hair was swept back, revealing a face that was no longer hidden behind the veil of a traumatized ward. Her chin was lifted, her expression serene and unreadable. To the men at the table, she was a ghost story come to life. The daughter of the fallen king, the girl who had burned down a safe house, the woman who had put a knife in Alastair Crow. They looked at her with a mixture of lust, confusion, and a deep, unsettling wariness. They didn't know what she was, a trophy, a puppet, or something worse. Cashin felt a low, possessive growl vibrating in his chest, a primal urge to reach out and snap the neck of the man closest to him, a heavyset triad lieutenant named Chen, just for letting his gaze linger a second too long on Iris's throat.